Stormy Daniels has testified at Donald Trump's hush money trial that when she met him at a golf course in 2006, they talked about the adult film industry and he asked her out to dinner. The porn actor testified Tuesday that her publicist suggested that dinner with Trump would make a great story. Daniels has said she had a sexual encounter with Trump, which he denies. Her testimony is central to the case because in the final weeks of Trump's 2016 Republican presidential campaign, his lawyer Michael Cohen paid Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in connection with the hush money payments. He has pled not guilty. Israeli tanks have seized control of Gaza's vital Rafah border crossing as Israel brushed off urgent warnings from close allies and launched an incursion into the southern city. That came even as ceasefire negotiations with Hamas remained on a knife's edge. The UN warned of a potential collapse of the flow of aid to Palestinians from the closure of Rafah and other main crossings into Gaza at a time when officials say the northern part of the enclave is already experiencing full-blown famine. The Israeli foray overnight into Tuesday came after hours of whiplash in the Israel-Hamas war. The militant group said Monday it accepted an Egyptian-Qatari mediated ceasefire proposal, but Israel insisted it did not meet its core demands. Police have cleared a pro-Palestinian tent encampment at the University of Chicago as tensions ratchet up in standoffs with demonstrators at other college campuses across the U.S. and even Europe. The Rhode Island School of Design is holding talks with protesters occupying a building, and MIT is dealing with a new encampment on a site that was cleared and immediately retaken by demonstrators. The confrontations come as campuses try a range of strategies from appeasement to threats of disciplinary action to resolve the protest against the Israeli-Hamas war and to clear the way for commencements. And the Boy Scouts of America is changing its name for the first time in its 114-year history. The Texas-based organization is announcing its annual meeting in Florida on Tuesday that it will become Scouting America. It's a significant shift for the organization as it emerges from bankruptcy after a flood of sexual abuse claims and focuses on including everyone after decades of turmoil. The organization, steeped in tradition, has made seismic changes from finally allowing gay youth to welcoming girls throughout its ranks. CEO Roger Krohn says the organization wants any youth in America to feel very, very welcome. And Vladimir Putin began his fifth term as Russian president at a glittering Kremlin ceremony after destroying his political opposition, launching a devastating war in Ukraine, and consolidating power. Already in office nearly a quarter a century and the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Joseph Stalin, Putin's new term doesn't expire until 2030, when he is constitutionally eligible to run for yet another 6 years. He has transformed Russia from a country emerging from economic collapse to a pariah state that threatens global security. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, as we take a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, light mist continuing to fall here in downtown Crookston. We have 55 degrees, an east wind of 16, gusting up to 21. Humidity is at 88%. The barometric pressure at 29.26 inches, and that is falling. We have a wind chill. It feels like it's 51. So 55 degrees. Our warmest temperature so far today has been 57. That was at 7 o'clock this morning and also at 6. And the humidity, that is steady over the last hour, and the barometric pressure, that is down at 29.26 inches. We have at the KROX studios over the past 24 hours have had just shy of a half an inch of rain, 45 hundredths of an inch. The Woods Edition reporting a quarter. The studio, the Euclid Avenue reporting 26 hundredths, and Samson's Edition 2/10 of an inch of rain. But over the last 24 hours, we've had 45 hundredths here at the KROX studios. Taking a look at the forecast for this afternoon, showers likely with thunderstorms possible after 3 p.m., cloudy with a high near 65. It'll be breezy. East-southeasterly winds of 10 to 20, gusting up to 30, and a 60% chance of precipitation. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Then tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 47, and southeast winds up to 20 miles an hour. We'll take a full look at the weather. That'll be coming up a little later here in the noontime news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our state news. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
Don't just dream about your perfect home. Purchase it today. Hi, this is Craig, and here at FCCU Home Loans, we believe in helping your home buying dreams come true. Through lower interest rates and quality service, we're here to help you with all your home buying needs. Now's the perfect time to get your dream home with a dream loan. Stop in and see why. Life's better with community. First Community Credit Union, equal housing opportunity.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
And now we take a look at the state news. What legislative leaders say is a deal on rideshare driver pay cleared a key committee in the Minnesota House this morning, but Uber and Lyft both say it won't work for them. Mohammed Eagle with the Minnesota Uber-Lyft Drivers Association says the proposed $1.27 per mile is less than they wanted. However,
in order to come along and agree on something, we support that number, because of the driver's well-being.
But Uber lobbyist Joel Carlson told lawmakers the proposed rate of $1.27 per mile and 49 cents per minute is not supportable economically.
We have this experience in other cities, and we know that when you price rides out of the reach of riders, that utilization goes down.
And a Lyft spokesman, John Reich, says,
unfortunately, the rate in the bill now would cause Lyft to leave Minnesota entirely.
House Democratic Majority Leader Jamie Long said Monday the rideshare companies are bluffing. Under 2 weeks remain in the legislative session. Former President Donald Trump will be a keynote speaker at the Republican Party of Minnesota's annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner 1 week from Friday at St. Paul's River Center. State GOP Chairman David Hahn says polls are very close, and the Trump campaign has signaled they consider Minnesota a battleground state.
The national RNC, as well as the president's campaign, are very interested in Minnesota, so we expect to see a lot of activity here come this fall.
And the DFL party chairman Ken Martin says Republicans up and down the ballot will have to answer for why they're abandoning Minnesota values after voters repeatedly rejected Donald Trump and his efforts to ban abortion, take away their health insurance, and attack our democracy, end quote. The countdown to Saturday's fishing opener is on. DNR Commissioner Sarah Strumman says fishing has a huge impact on the state's economy.
Outdoor recreation is about an $11 billion industry. Fishing alone is $4.4 billion in Minnesota when you think of the boat manufacturers and the tackle manufacturers we have here. So, yeah, when you're out on the water, this fishing opener, remember the fun you are having, but also remember you are doing good for Minnesota's economy.
And Strumman reminds Minnesota moms can fish without a license this Mother's Day weekend. And that is about it on our state news. And we'll double check, see if anything new has come across here. And That is about it. We should mention this. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is charging eight people linked to an alleged scheme to defraud the state's Medicaid program out of $2.6 million. He says the defendants used the stolen identities of hundreds of people who are mostly from the Faribault area to charge Medicaid for services the victims did not receive. They are charged with several felonies, including racketeering and identity theft. The charges come out about 5 months after Ellison brought charges in another Medicaid fraud case, which involved close to $11 million in billing. That's a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the sports right after this.
Now's a great time to upgrade your ride. First Community Credit Union is excited to offer rates as low as 5.85% APR on autos, boats, and campers for a limited time only. Join them as they celebrate their 85th anniversary with this great low rate. Stop by one of their 26 locations or get pre-approved online at myfccu.com/85years. Life is better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loan subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
And now taking a look at the sports from yesterday. As you heard here on KROX, we had a doubleheader of softball. It was the Northern Freeze beating West Marshall 16-1, and Crookston beat West Marshall 25-5. Crookston picks up their first win of the season. And also, as you heard here on KROX, it was the Minnesota Timberwolves with one of the best defensive efforts you'll see in the NBA. As they got after it, they held Denver to 80 points, and the Timberwolves win 106-80. Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns tied for a team-high 27 points, and the T-Wolves were without their probably going to be the Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert, who missed because of the birth of his son, his first kid. So Rudy Gobert missed the game, but the Timberwolves picked up the defensive slack and had a heck of a game yesterday. They win 106-80. The Timberwolves lead 2-0, and they will be at Target Center Friday and Sunday nights. We'll have both those games right here on KROX. Major League Baseball, the Twins stay hot. They beat Seattle by a score of 3-1. And girls golf, Crookston finished 5th out of 12 teams at the Park Rapids meet at Headwaters Golf Course. It was won by Detroit Lakes. Boys golf, they're at the Bemidji meet at Town and Country Club. Crookston finished 10th out of 13 teams. It was won by Bemidji. And boys tennis, Crookston beat Perham 5-2 and then beat New London Spicer 7-0. The Pirates improved to 7-1 in section play with those two wins. And they've won five matches in a row. And junior high baseball, it was Crookston hosting Warroad. Warroad won 13-6 and 14-3. Now taking a look at the schedule for today, or what's left of it. The Pirate softball team was supposed to host East Polk and East Grand Forks today. The game with East Polk has been canceled. They will not make that up. And they have postponed the East Grand Forks game to a doubleheader on May 13th. High school baseball, Crookston, they were supposed to be hosting Warroad. That has been postponed to May 22nd. So Pirate baseball with Warroad postponed to May 22nd. The Minnesota Twins, they'll be hosting Seattle tonight at 6:40. We'll have the pregame show at 6 o'clock right here on KROX. Pirate boys tennis, they are still on. They're supposed to play Moorhead at 4:30 in Moorhead. And then the Pirate boys and girls track team, the varsity, they are going to be competing in the Section 8A True Team Meet at International Falls. That'll get underway at 2 o'clock. And then the junior high track meet at Minnowanwabin, that has been canceled. And let's see here, JV and junior high, boys and girls golf, they're scheduled to host the Crookston Invitational at Minocqua starting at 1 today. Again, tennis is still on as we speak. Boys and girls track, they'll be competing in the True Team meet And that is what we have so on our schedule right now for the varsity teams. That is a look at the sports, all the stories, stats, scores, pictures, and more from yesterday and all the days before that are available on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Mental health conditions such as depression or anxiety are real, common, and treatable, but not all of us think about our mental health enough. It's time to change that. May is Mental Health Month. Riverview Health is pleased to provide Senior Life Solutions, outpatient services designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression, anxiety, or mental health challenges often associated with aging. For more information about Senior Life Solutions at Riverview Health, call 218-281-9559. Riverview
Health. When you need something quick, easy, and delicious, the deli at Hugo's Family Marketplace is there for you. Golden Plump Rotisserie Chicken, $8.99. Kretschmar Black Forest or Cherrywood Smoked Ham, $7.99 a pound. Hugo's Own Taco Dip Platter, $7.49 a pound. Find all this week's savings and shop online for your groceries at shop.gohugos.com for convenient delivery or curbside pickup. Hugo's Family Marketplace wishes all mothers a happy Mother's Day.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Now taking a look at the local news, Safe Kids in Grand Forks and the Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety is coming to Crookston to offer a free car seat checkup at Tri-Valley Head Start on Monday, May 13th from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. The event is free and open to the public to attend. No registration will be required. Families with young children are encouraged to attend and have their car seats examined by car seat technicians from the Minnesota Office of Traffic. Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety Child Passenger Safety Liaison of Northern Minnesota, Jasmine Wangen, gave her comments regarding this event.
And anybody can come, whether your car seat is brand new in the box and you're not sure how to use it, whether you've taken your car seat apart and cleaned it and now you have all these pieces that you're not sure how to put back together, or maybe you've read the owner's manual from cover to cover and you're certain you have it in right, but you just want that car seat technician, that expert, to double check your work for you.
Families will be encouraged to bring their young children to the event so the technician can evaluate and determine if the children are fit and safely placed in the car seat. Parents will also receive information about car seat installment and a correct use of the seat. Wangen gave a couple examples of car seat procedures.
That car seat is installed and make sure that it's being used correctly. If you're using lower anchors to install your forward-facing car seat, a tether needs to be used also, but those lower anchors have weight limits to them. So we'll go over those different things. We'll go over the next steps with you. We're going to double-check your car seat to make sure that it's not expired. And car seats are only good for 6 to 10 years, depending on the manufacturer.
If those that attend bring car seats that are not appropriate for their child to use by age, size, or if they're damaged, the Minnesota Office of Traffic Safety representatives will direct you to their grant application in which families could possibly receive a new car seat suitable for their children. Wangen explains.
If you need to purchase a new car seat or if you need a new car seat, our grant funding just has a little application to fill out that just asks a few questions for grant funding tracking purposes.
The state of Minnesota has studies shown that 4 out of 5 car seats are used incorrectly. There are many factors and moving pieces that parents may not recognize when checking on their child's car seats, and Wangen explains that this event could be a great opportunity to make sure your child is safe and secure when you're traveling.
Sometimes it's things that are a little bit bigger, so we always encourage people just come and double check. Make sure that you're keeping those kids as safe as you can in the car. Even if you've come to a car seat checkup in past years, those kids grow and safety standards change, that we'll make sure that you're up to date on that.
And again, that will be the car seat checkup will be Monday, May 13th at Tri-Valley Head Start. That's the old Carmen School from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Now, I know if you're like me, you take your car seat out to clean underneath it and around it, and then you put it back in, and it's not the same. That's a great service that they do, and you can stop by, take advantage of that. Make sure your kids are safe in their car seats. The Crookston High School, they sent 2 teams to compete in the Area 1 Envirothon last week. The teams tested their knowledge of many areas of natural resources, including soils, forestry, aquatics, wildlife, and current events. Teams also created an oral presentation on a topic facing Minnesota's natural resources. Crookston had a team that earned 2nd place and advanced to the state competition. Members of the state-bound team are Madeline Harbutt, Caitlin Christensen, Jocelyn Wallace, Tessa Weber, and Taylor Weiland. The Minnesota State Envirothon will be held on Monday, May 20th at Wolf Ridge Environmental Learning Center in Finland, Minnesota. The University of Minnesota Crookston recently held its annual Student Award ceremony in Bede Ballroom and honored a number of individuals for their hard work and dedication over the school year. Among those recognized were UMC Students of the Year, Jackie Calderon, Tristan Morneau, and Gracie Rowland. The UMC Student of the Year Award goes to a junior or senior who best demonstrates the skills and commitment required to succeed in college, business, and life, exhibiting Golden Eagle pride, professionalism, and a strong work ethic, all while excelling in academics. A full list of all the award winners are available at KROXAM.com. And look for the story there. But yeah, they gave out a lot. We have a full page of awards, so check that out, KROXAM.com. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of Michael Allen Snyder, 66 of Crookston, for driving after cancellation. Paul Hans Butner, 59 of Twin Valley, for proposing terroristic threats with reckless disregard and risk. On the obituary desk today, Gary D. Olson, age 74 of Glenwood, died January 17th at Belgrade Nursing Home in Belgrade following a lengthy illness. A memorial service for Gary Olson will be held at noon on Saturday, May 18th at Glenwood Lutheran Church with the Reverend Mark Manning officiating. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the service at the church. Arrangements are with the Hoplin Hitchcock Funeral Home of Glenwood. Born in Foston in July of 1949, Gary grew up in Bagley before relocating to Eden Prairie with his family in 1966. A 1967 graduate of Eden Prairie High School, he got a bachelor's degree at Mankato State before beginning his 39-year career in education in 1971. He would also go on to get advanced degrees in St. Cloud State and at the University of Minnesota. Gary worked with all ages of kids, grades K through 12, spending 19 years as a special education teacher in the Anoka-Hennepin School District and 20 years as a principal in Crookston and Roseau before retiring in 2010. Gary is survived by his wife of nearly 39 years, Karen, daughter Jessica Kennedy, sons Blake and Ryan, granddaughters Kate and Lizzie, sister Carol Hansen, and brothers Mike Olson and Scott Berquist. Brother-in-law Bill Thielen, along with numerous nieces, nephews, grandnieces, and grandnephews. Gary was preceded in death by his father, Kelly, mother Marion, and second father, Kurt, brother Curtis, and his first wife, Pat. Burton Slinninger, 95 of Twin Valley, died Monday, May 6th at Halsted Living Center in Halsted. Funeral services will be held on Friday, May 10th. At 2 p.m. with a visitation 1 hour before at St. John's Lutheran Church in Green Meadow Township in rural Ada. Interment will be at St. John's Cemetery in rural Ada. Marlene Hittner, 77 of Ada, passed away on Thursday, May 2nd at Essentia Hospital in Fargo. Marlene was born August 18, 1946, to Fred and Stella Klusman in Ada. She attended school in Ada and was also a member of Grace Lutheran Church. Marlene is survived by her sons, Dale of West Fargo, David of Wisconsin, grandchildren Cole and Garrett, nieces, nephews, and several cousins. She is preceded in death by her parents, Fred and Stella, and sister, Artis Lee. The funeral service for Marlene Hittner will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday, May 7th, at Frederickson Ganji Funeral Home. And burial will be at the Ada Municipal Cemetery. Joseph Daniel Berg was born November 23, 1935, to Eddie and Marie Berg in Ada. And throughout his, well, he was honorably discharged from the military service on Valentine's Day of 1957. He enlisted in the U.S. Army, where he served from 1954 to 57. And Joe is survived by his wife, Faith, and children Dean, Deanna Sinclair, and Don Duncan, and grandchildren Stephen and Lauren. He is preceded in death by his parents, Eddie Berg, and Mary Scherfenberg, sister Marion Allen, brother Harold Scherfenberg, and Daryl Armin, and several aunts, uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews. A memorial service for Joseph Daniel Berg will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, May 10th at Concordia Lutheran Church of Fertile. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, May 9th at Concordia Lutheran Church, with a prayer service to begin at 6 p.m. Interment with full military rites will be at Concordia East Cemetery of Fertile. And that is a look at our local news as we now get ready to take a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies. It looks like the rain has let up a bit here. And if anything, we are having a light drizzle right now in downtown Crookston. Taking a look at our present temperature, we have 55 degrees. A southeast wind of 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 22. Humidity is at 88%. That's been steady over the last hour. The barometric pressure is at 29.27 inches, and that is a drop from 28.28 to 29.28 to 29.26. Now we're back up to 0.27, so it's bouncing around right now. Again, we have cloudy skies, 55 degrees right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the rain totals here at the KROX studios, we've had 45 hundredths of an inch of rain over the last 24 hours. Other reports that we have received, the Woods Edition, a quarter of an inch. The studios, 45 hundredths of an inch. Euclid Avenue, 26 hundredths. And the Samson's Edition, 2/10 of an inch of rain. Yesterday's high was 75. Yesterday's low, 50. Yesterday, we had 15 hundredths of an inch of rain. The average high, we have, 64, the average low 40, the year ago high 52, year ago low 48, and we had 65 hundredths of an inch of rain a year ago. The record high on this date, 94, set in 1891. The record low, 18, set in 1976. The sun, that rose at 5:59. The sun will set at 8:47 for 14 hours, 48 minutes of daylight. This morning's low was 54. That's where we were at 9, 10, and 11 o'clock this morning. And our high so far today has been 57. That was at 6 and 7 o'clock this morning. Now taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon. Showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m. Then a chance of showers between 1 and 4. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4. Cloudy with a high near 65, a 60% chance of precipitation, and wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. And then tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 47, southeast winds of 10 to 15 gusting up to 20. Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny, a high near 67, east winds around 15 gusting up to 20. Then Thursday, sunny, a high near 70, northeast winds of 5 to 10. Friday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 67. It'll be breezy, northwest winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30 and a 50% chance of precipitation. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low around 42, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 70, northwest winds of 5 to 10, gusting up to 20. Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 70. Southwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. And Monday, a 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny, a high near 72, with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. That's a look at the noontime news on KROX. It's 12:30, now time for the Red River Farm Network.